The first desegregation battle in Atlanta was fought in an unusual place. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lane Demas, professor of history at Central Michigan University, explores where the fight took place.
In December of 1955, Dr. Hamilton Holmes and his son, Alfred, were brimming with excitement. They had just prevailed before the U.S. Supreme Court in the case of Holmes versus Atlanta, the first example of court-ordered desegregation in Georgia's modern history. Yet the excitement within the Holmes household and other black families in Atlanta was tempered by a fear of white retaliation, fueled by anonymous threatening phone calls and talk of violence against the family. Remarkably, that tension centered not on racial segregation in Atlanta's public schools or voting booths, but rather on its golf courses. Holmes versus Atlanta forced the city to allow African Americans access to its public links. Moreover, Hamilton and Alfred's fight against segregation in that seemingly sedate world of middle-class leisure was much more than a curious sidelight to the quest for civil rights in schools, churches, and businesses. In fact, it was intricately tied to that narrative. 3 weeks earlier, Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King Jr. had launched the Montgomery bus boycott in Alabama. 6 years later, Alfred's son became one of the first two black students to attend the University of Georgia. Holmes versus Atlanta was the most visible golf integration lawsuit, but others were fought nationwide, at least 28 significant cases from 1941 to 1969 alone. Like the Holmes family, everyday black golfers around the country used the game and its symbolism to shape their communities and the struggle for civil rights. Meanwhile, elite African American players also influenced the professional game, from John Shippen, who nearly won the 1896 U.S. Open, to Tiger Woods. Contrary to popular memory, African Americans have played a major role in the history of golf in America.
That was Lane Demas of Central Michigan University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.